From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, September 9th at 8:56. We have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are mixed here this morning. Soybeans are recovering from the sell-off on Friday. On Friday, November beans went right up to the 50-day moving average and sold off into the close there on Friday, but recovering here with some double-digit gains here again this morning, continuing to watch some dry weather and South America, and we did see another announcement of some soybeans sold here this morning, so that's offering some help as well. Grains are lower this morning, but not too much exciting going on in corn here, continuing to wait for a harvest progress report. Should see a little bit more going later this week in Illinois, so hopefully get a better feel for how some of these early yields are going to come out. We will have a crop report out on Thursday. USDA will update production numbers, ending stocks. So we're not looking for a lot of change in production. Average guess is showing corn yield down slightly, bean yield steadied up slightly. So we'll continue to keep an eye on the expectations to those numbers on Thursday, and that'll keep the market somewhat active until we see those numbers. CONAB will be out on Thursday morning as well with updated Brazil production numbers, their first look at next year's crop as well there. So plenty of data to digest on Thursday. For today, though, export inspections will be out this morning. Crop progress except will be out this afternoon. Looking for corn ratings to be and bean ratings to be steady to maybe slightly lower with the recent dry weather we've had and, of course, the natural decaying of the crop as well. Do see some rain coming in through the Delta area and the maybe even up to Illinois here later this week, Thursday, Friday. That should help with put a little bit of water into the river system, especially in the lower Mississippi. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. And hopefully that helps recharge the river a little bit, although more rain is going to be needed, especially further north to help alleviate some of the low water conditions we're already seeing here. But other than that, continuing to wait to see what harvest gets started here. And looks like overall the weather should be pretty conducive to harvest getting started here over the next week to 10 days. As for prices here this morning, December corn at 404 and three quarters, down a penny and a half. March corn at 423 and a half, that's down one penny. November soybeans, 1016 and three quarters, up 11 and three quarters. January beans at 1034 and a half, that's up 12. October meal, 324.10, up 330. October bean oil, 4071, that's up 50. December Chicago wheat, 561 and a half, down five and a half. December Kansas City wheat, 571 and three quarters, down five and three quarters. December Minneapolis wheat at 605 and three quarters. That's down 8 cents. Livestock markets kind of mixed here as we head towards the 9 o'clock central hour. We have October cattle 174.92, down 25. December 174.70, that's unchanged. October feeders 231.20, that's up 20. October hogs 79.60, that's up 10. December hogs 71.50. That's up 27. So a mixed picture here on the grains. We continue to wait for that crop report that should be out on Thursday morning, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a wonderful rest of your day. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.